This coming weekend, upwards of 30,000 people are expected to attend the annual Salisbury Festival. But this year, there is a sense of anxiety that hangs over the city in the aftermath of the party for the War on the Shore lacrosse game at Salisbury University last Saturday, in which four were arrested and more were subjected to pepper spray by local police. Authorities have been put on alert with another lacrosse game and talk of a War on the Shore party, too. Police Chief Barbara Duncan told reporters that there would be a stepped-up police presence over the weekend involving coordination with local law enforcement, including the Waucomico County Sheriff's Office and the Maryland State Police. She emphasized that the city's zero-tolerance policy for loud noise and alcohol would stay in effect.
Our zero-tolerance policy for noise violations, alcohol violations, and other illegal activity is designed with one goal in mind, one vision in sight. That goal, that vision, being the safety and the security of our entire community.
Meetings were also scheduled between Salisbury University officials and city authorities with an eye to heading off any repeat of last Saturday's confrontation between students and police at Cedar Crossing. Students have reacted sharply to the use of pepper spray that was used to disperse a crowd of some 1,500 after authorities say beer bottles and cans were thrown at the officers. Duncan gave this account of the incident.
You're dealing with a crowd size well over 1,000, some estimates at 1,500, close to 2,000. There was no adult supervision. There was no coordination of effort. Certainly, I don't think anybody there planned for it to get as large as it did. There was no plan for evacuation by the students that were participating. There wasn't even EMS on the scene until we had showed up. Of all of the population that was there that day, the fire department, which we had called and asked for assistance from, they set up their various stations at different locations. The fire department had treated anywhere from 20 to 25 students for pepper spray. And in addition to that, they also treated one individual for alcohol poisoning that day. So when things get to that size, when crowds get to that size, we moved carefully and cautiously into the crowd, talking to people, directing, ordering that they leave the area, asking them to go in a particular direction. And it really wasn't until the beer cans and the beer bottles started flying at the law enforcement personnel that were there attempting to disband that group that the pepper spray was used.
Duncan said there will be no change in the policy on the use of pepper spray. Some students have criticized the police for using the mace in such a way that affected those students not even near the incident. In the wake of Saturday's events, Mayor Jim Ireton warned against what he called a small group who would damage the relationship between the city and the university.
I think what we need to do is be vigilant all the time. I think there's been a long time since 2005 where we had the burning of couches and the burning of dumpsters, and maybe all of us took a little bit of the eye off the ball. We have worked very hard with Town Gown, with the Salisbury Compact, and I'm going to get right back into those meetings and say, we need to have a better response to this.
The mayor called for a renewed effort to revamp the relationship between the university and the city. Ireton said that both the university administration and the city must publicly denounce the deep-seated belief among students that the health of the relationship between the university and the city was based on whether college parties were busted. He said the university is being asked to make public what rule it is willing to sanction, endorse, and enforce in situations like Cedar Crossing. He also wants the university to provide public data on alcohol use among students on and off campus and make public university policy on repercussions for excessive alcohol use and policy for students in trouble with law enforcement. He also called for reevaluating both the Town Gown Committee and the university's Partners in Progress initiative.
I am committed to the success of this university, and I am committed to the safety of our students. Those two things cannot be exclusive from one another. We cannot say that when the great things happen at the university, that those students belong to Salisbury, but when bad things happen to students, it's the city's fault. We can no longer continue to take that stance.
Ireton and other city officials are hopeful about the Salisbury Festival, but are still clearly preparing to monitor events in the city this weekend. As for the residents of Cedar Crossing, who fear a repetition of last weekend's events, Police Chief Barbara Duncan said her office was keeping in touch with them as well.
We've been getting a couple of phone calls from residents who are there now, not only themselves, but they have family members who live in that area that are very concerned, that were concerned that day, were shocked that day at the sheer numbers, the sheer volume of people that were out there. And certainly we stand ready to make sure that the two different communities out there, both the student population and the homeowners, can come to some type of middle ground when it comes to understanding really their own realities.
So the festival begins and the city waits. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.